listening to Abiding Hope Church's podcast of our weekly sermons. For more information about our church, please visit abidinghope.org.
This is the gospel according to Mark. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once, his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Savior, Jesus the Christ. A couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to be in Arizona. It was for a week, and it was for a class that was focused on diaconal ministry in the ELCA. The retreat was designed for seminarians from all over the country that are interested in learning about the history and the formation of deacons. And many of the students, like myself, are also preparing to become deacons in the ELCA. One thing that I learned about at the retreat is the history of the deaconess community. The deaconess community is a community of women deacons in the ELCA and Evangelical Lutheran Church in Canada. The community describes itself as compelled by the love of Christ and sustained by community to work for justice and flourishing for all of God's creation. There were sisters from the community at the retreat to speak about what they do, both as individuals in their ministries and as in their life together as a community. All sisters are ordained ministers of word and service, so they're deacons in the ELCA. And they serve in ministry all across the country in many different ways. One sister that I met works in parish ministry, but also does grief and life coaching. And another sister runs a spiritual retreat center. And as a community, they support one another, and they organize events that are open to the larger community. And these events are focused on advocacy and accompaniment with people in marginalized communities. The community also provides mission grants to ministries all around the world, and the ministries that they choose are ones that are committed to furthering the reign of God among us, risk-taking for the sake of the gospel, and bridging divisions. A saying that the community lives by that I find so empowering is, "Fight poverty, not the poor." The community is very rooted in its history, and it began in 19th century Germany in a town called Kaiserswerth. In 1836, a pastor by the name of Theodor Fliedner and his wife, Frederica, noticed that there were many people around them that were in need, and that the church could do something to address those needs. They created a community for women who were called to public ministry, and those women would go on to be known as deaconesses. Throughout the 19th century, communities of deaconesses began forming all over the world, including here in Colorado, in a town called Brush. Some of you might be familiar with it. It's a small town that is located in the northeastern part of the state. In 1904, a medical treatment facility was opened in Brush, and it was called Ebenezer. In Hebrew, Ebenezer means stone of help. And deaconesses would come from all over the world to serve as nurses at this facility. Today, Ebenezer still exists, and it is a social ministry organization of the ELCA. And it really does remain committed to its mission of Christian care. Today, it focuses on independent living and nursing care. The focus of all the deaconesses across time and place, including at Ebenezer, has been serving the sick, the poor, those imprisoned, and all others who have been marginalized and outcasted in society. These women truly challenged the status quo, and some would go on to serve as deaconesses for over 60 years. Their dedication to serving others was risky, yet they did it with authority. And deaconesses today continue to embody lives of service, and they continue to challenge the status quo. So today, we hear a story about Jesus speaking and acting with authority. He enters the synagogue on the Sabbath, and he teaches. He teaches with authority, but he does not teach as one of the scribes do. In Mark's context, scribes had the task of interpreting the law, and they were viewed as having a lot of authority. But Jesus doesn't teach in the way that the scribes do. The congregation in Capernaum is surprised by Jesus' teachings, and Mark tells us that Jesus is met with resistance by a man with an unclean spirit. The man doesn't like what Jesus is teaching because Jesus doesn't teach the status quo. He teaches something new, and it's that God's kingdom is nearing. And God's kingdom challenges the earthly kingdom, a kingdom that is defined by power and greed and dominance. In God's kingdom, all experience love and life. Mark tells us that what is unclean are all the forces that oppress and marginalize people. But Jesus takes away the power of evil. Instead of responding to the man who resists him with anger towards him, Jesus just takes the unclean spirit away that is within him. Jesus doesn't want the man, he doesn't turn the man away from the synagogue. He wants him to be included, and he wants him to hear the good news of God's love and grace. Living life with authority like Jesus did means to go about our daily lives acting and speaking in ways that liberate. It means to resist all the things that hurt us and our relationships with one another and our relationship with God. It means to resist intolerance, violence, poverty, individualism, and that list just goes on. It means to include the unclean and the outsiders. And this resistance is not easy. The call to follow Jesus can put us in positions of conflict and tension with the world. I think it's fair to say that none of us really like conflict. Some of us might be okay at managing conflict, but for the most part, I think we like to avoid it. Yet, Mark tells us that facing conflict, rather than running away from it, actually helps us to spread the gospel. Embodying the love of Christ is something we are challenged to do every day. And we are reminded that when we gather here in this place, we don't walk this road alone. The deaconess community shows us that serving others and challenging the status quo can be really difficult, but that in doing that, there is something so life-giving to that. The deaconesses were and continue to be in intentional community. In the early days of the deaconess movement, they would live together in these places, these buildings called mother houses. And what they did is they learned together and they worshiped together. And by living in community, they built strong support networks. Being in community sustained them in their daily lives of service to their neighbors in need. Today, the sisters in the deaconess community continue to find spiritual nourishment in community. They will come together, even though they are from all different places around the world, they will come together for daily prayer. And they will also organize regular gatherings where they can be in person and share their lives with each other. Community is so important to them. And it is in community that we, as followers of Christ, are renewed. And we find hope when the world around us feels bleak and things just feel so hard. When we gather, God's love and grace are made known to us. And we explore new ways to hear and respond to the gospel. So I want us to just be reminded of this every time we come together as a community. Thanks be to God. Amen.